Ottoman girls basketball team embarking on the 2022-23 season under the leadership and guidance of none other than Darren Miller. He joins us here. And, Coach, what are you working on as you get rolling here with practices?
Well, we are working on a lot. We are really working on a lot of fundamentals. You know, we lost a lot of points and rebounds from last year's team, and we're kind of starting brand new, and we are kind of slowly getting into it and working on fundamentals.
So who's got to step up in the absence of Aaliyah Hermanson and J.C. Christensen, a couple of four-year varsity players? Who's going to be tasked with trying to fill some of that void?
Well, we have four seniors who got quite a bit of time last year, so that's going to be helpful for us. That's Audrey Jensen, Maddie Steckler, Sian Albertson, and Riley Britton. So, those four played quite a bit last year and have been in the varsity level. So, they're going to have to be good leaders for us and provide a lot of our scoring and ball handling skills for us. And then we have just one sophomore out of Liz Testro, who didn't play much diversity at all. Then we have four freshmen out. So that's the makeup of our team. We have nine out total, and we got an interesting squad with some veterans and some newcomers.
Might be pretty early to tell here, but what do you think eventually, once they get a little seasoning, what could be a strength of this group?
Well, with Riley and we have a freshman, Harlow Miller, who's out, and Anna Larson, and Kate Spohr and Evelyn Gomez are out. Those freshmen have a lot of potential. Cody Spohr has played quite a bit of club ball, and then Harlow brings some size to the team. So we kind of gives us a good mix of players with our returning seniors. We know we got some good guard play and some post play defensively. I think that can help us, on the defensive side. So we got some good shooters that'll help us with Audrey and Maddie and Sienna, and then we got some post play too. So I guess we're kind of, hopefully it's going to take a while, but get us a little bit better looks inside and out.
What have you got in the cards for scrimmages and such to get you ready for go time?
Well, we played the Atlantic scrimmage last weekend, and that was really good for us to kind of get us eyes open to what we were struggling at. And then we got a week of practice here, and then we got a Pride scrimmage here next week against Glidden on Tuesday, and then we start up right away after Thanksgiving. So, once we get going, the season flies by with games, so we have a good week of practice here ahead of us, which we need.
Thank you, Coach. Great to talk to you.
Yep, thank you.